Ladies and gentlemen, now that we have your attention, hurricane season has officially arrived. So hopefully we will not unleash anything here on H-Town because we just had a storm roll through. Hey, and we're bringing a storm through for you today here on the Unleashed Radio Hour. I'm your host, Ron Klinger. Excited to be back on the airwaves looking out at a dreary, cloudy, overcast Thursday here in H-Town. I always bring it down just to bring it back up because, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Unleashed Radio Hour. Again, I'm your host, Ron Klinger. This is a production of Motivational Transitions. You can always, always, always learn more at motivationaltransitions.com. Hey, and this is my plea. This is my plight at the beginning of every single show. So if you're a regular listener, I apologize for my repetition, but I got to have you connected to the show. Hop on out to unleashedradiohour.com. Again, that's unleashedradiohour.com. That's where everything Unleashed Radio Hour is listed. You can learn about the show. You can contact and connect with us. All our links to social media. Oh, wait a minute. Social media? We may have a little bit on that here today on the show. But yes, all of our links are out there on our website. Click on that contact and connect. And then also Listener Central. I've got some book resources and other stuff that I will regularly post out there that you are more than welcome to peruse. Also, click on our partners that we'll talk about here just shortly. But also, the thing that I enjoy is knowing that there's traction with the show beyond the show and listening into all of our podcasts. So you can listen up onto the podcast link. All of them are listed all the way back to the debut show of January of 2015 for the Unleashed Radio Hour. Hey, you hear the music? That means it's time to rock. It's time to roll. We'll be back with today's topic. I'm going to leave you on a hanging cliff on that one. You're listening to the Unleashed Radio Hour on Bloomberg Business Radio here in Houston. Business 1110 KTEK. Attention managers, business owners, and human resources professionals. Do you struggle with positively engaging and developing your team? Hi, this is Ron Klinger, host of the Unleashed Radio Hour. For over a decade, I have been coaching and helping leaders just like you. From management and leadership training to individual coaching and support, I can help you address the everyday challenges you face in your business or organization. If you're looking for a partner to your success, call the man who can help you with your plan. You can reach me online at motivationaltransitions.com or by phone at 832-746-9760.
Well, it's finally here. Yes, hurricane season has arrived, and that means it's time to check out your emergency kit and to think about home hazards. High on your list of potential concerns should be the trees on your property. I love the trees in my yard, and I'll bet you do too, but you must keep in mind that hurricane-force winds take a high toll on trees. An untrimmed tree is like a sail, and a big wind will catch that sail, causing limbs to bend to the breaking point, and sometimes causing the entire tree to fall over. So take a look at your trees. If they drop limbs or fall over, might that hit your home? J.P. Pritchard here for Champions Tree Preservation, reminding you that a trimmed tree is a safer tree. The Champions experts can take care of that and check your trees for other important safety factors, too. Champions Tree Preservation is owned and operated by certified arborists. Please give them a call so they can help you and your trees. An A-plus rating from the BBB and top of the line with Angie's List, too. Call them now, 281-890-TREE. And please tell them JP sent you. That's 281-890-TREE.
This is Business 1110.
Yes, we're back. You're listening to the Unleashed Radio out here, ladies and gentlemen, on Business 1110 AM KTEK, home of Bloomberg Business Radio here in Houston. Your host, Ron Klinger, real quick. Hey, we just want to thank you, our listeners, our fans, and our supporters, our regular listeners. Thank you for dialing in every Thursday with us. Hey, if you're listening to this on podcast and you haven't listened to a live broadcast, well, guess what? You can. You just need to dial on out. Go out to unleashedradiohour.com. Again, unleashedradiohour.com, all one word. Click on that Listen Live link every Thursday from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Standard Time, and just click on that big red Listen Live link on that webpage. Hey, and while you're there, hop on over and click on our partners link, which is who we want to give some thanks and gratitude today to. Our friend of show and friend and partner here on the Unleashed Radio Hour is Hilton from Hilton Furniture and Mattress. Hilton can't be with us today. However, he does want me to let you know, and that's a fact, Jack, that there is a sale that's going on from now until Father's Day. If you go out to Hilton Furniture and Mattress, located south on I-45, just next to Alameda Mall, just north of Fuquay, and you spend more than $2,000 More than $2,000, whether that's an upgrade in your bedroom set, whether that's an upgrade on the living room, new dinette set, whatever the case might be, you spend more than $2,000 and you'll get that dad a free recliner. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, $2,000 or more, get a free recliner. That's right. It's at the Hilton Furniture and Mattress Father's Day Recliner Giveaway. It's going on now through Father's Day. So hop on out to HiltonFurnitureAndMattress.com to learn more. They've got all the financing plans for you. You can go out, dial in, and if you're rebuilding your credit, you need to establish your credit. If you have bad credit or you have good credit, they have a financing plan for you, where, as he likes to say, he'll be able to let you have it. So again, we want to give great thanks and support and appreciate the support from our partner, Hilton Furniture and Mattress. And again, go out to unleashedradiohour.com. The address is listed. The telephone number is listed. You can call them at 713-910-FACT. That telephone number again at Hilton Furniture and Mattress is 713-910-5977. And that is a fact, Jack. Ooh, I can't do it the way that he does, but I'm going to give him some props. So we thank you. All right, we're back in. We're dialed in. Always got to take care of those that take care of us. And today I'm excited. You know, what is this thing, this universe, this ever-growing world known as social media? Now, some of you may out there be like, I don't play with none of that. I don't do none of that. Well, guess what? Depending on what your role or your capacity is, I'm pretty darn confident in my statement that whether it's unleashing, which is the purpose of this show, your career or your business, that how you choose and what you choose to do in the world of social media does matter. It makes a difference in, because, hey, I die every time I read a story that an employer goes out and searches, all right, and scrubs someone's social media presence, whether it's Facebook, whether it's Twitter, whether it's Instagram, whatever the case might be. And so, folks, if you're listening in today, this message that we're going to bring to you and what we're going to talk about, it's on a business and a personal level. We're going to get into on the business side of things, of if you don't have time, gee, how do you manage this beast that everyone has to be on in order to make a presence in the world, to be recognized, to get likes, or because I'm an Aggie, I like to call them giggums, all right, because I'm an Aggie. Don't hate on me out there if you're from that school in Austin, so we're just going to leave it. Well, I just wish they'd change it to Aggie Maroon instead of Blue, but that's another story for another day. But what we're going to do is we're going to dial in. I've got with us Rebecca Thompson, who is with us from CLR Virtual Connection. She is a social media strategist. She is also, last 2 years running, in the top 25 influencers for social media and social media use in Houston. So, Rebecca, welcome here into the show.
Thanks, Ron. I'm glad to be here.
Did I put it on a good tee?
I think
you are in sync. And ladies and gentlemen, that's not a key to say bye, bye, bye. Sorry, I have to bring bad humor into the show every now and again. Some of you that know me that are friends and colleagues, you know, hey, that's just me being me. So, hey, real quick, if you're, we're going to get to here in a second, but I want to dial into my social media. If you're not out there following the show on Facebook, you know, I use Facebook because I can put everything out there. You can stay connected. The number one place to stay connected to the show is unleashedradiohour.com. So we're going to talk about this integration piece because, you know, I want to learn from you because I have to use it in order to make this show be successful. So go to unleashedradiohour.com. You can follow along there. You can click on the contact and connect. It has all of the social media links that I use, Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn for right now. I'm working on others, but that's how you can stay connected to the show. And if you are connected out on Facebook because it's easiest for me to track, let me know. I'll do some shout-outs at the top of the hour. Hey, if you're listening in and you want to get some shout-outs for Rebecca, our guest, because you follow her, hop out to the Unleashed Radio Hour fan page, like the page, and let us know you're listening. That's simple. That's what we do. And that's how we start launching that connection.
Yep.
Because a part of social media in your career and business is building relationships, correct?
Correct. Yeah, business relationships is probably the top way to build your social media following. So, yeah, definitely.
So let's talk a little bit about how did you get into this mega world of, I mean, every time I turn around, it's like a new social network that pops up, you know, every day. There's something new. You know, I've got a teenager that's like, I can't keep up and follow the digital footprint of where he's going to make sure he's making good decisions. How did you get involved with managing and being a social media strategist to help others be successful with their social media strategies for their career and business?
I started when Facebook really took off more than just for colleges and universities.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw the importance of being on social media, and so I started back when it was just the personal profiles, and I had my business on the personal profile.
Sharing our relationship status.
Right.
Where are we at? What are we doing? And then, oh, by the way, look at what I had for dinner.
Yeah, and then I realized that there were out there for business, and people were teaching you how to do it for business. And so I started soaking up all the classes, and I read everything that I could get my hands on. And, you know, a lot of it's trial and error on your own stuff to make sure that you know what you're doing before you really start
helping somebody else.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, it's the old adage of learn how to do it for thyself before they teach someone else how to do it, right?
Right.
So you got started. You started to, at the precipice, if you will, of that dynamic shift of just being a personal, you know, I mean, I could be wrong, but if we look at the history of social media, you know, what really, really, really made the biggest splash right out of the gate was MySpace.
Yeah, definitely.
And that was a personal network. That was, how do I share? Hey, this is what's going on. My man Justin dropped some dinero into that adventure that didn't necessarily pay. I don't even know what's going on with MySpace today, because it's become, in some regards, I think it's a little bit, it's obsolete.
Yeah, and they've actually changed it since Justin Timberlake took it over.
Uh-huh.
And it's become MySpace 2.0. They've actually changed it. It's more into today's social RAM, but it's still pretty much old school.
Yeah.
So
the part of that is I think everyone, if you're out there listening, at some point in time, you know, we've had a connection to one way or another. Now, whether or not you're a full-blown convert and you're actively every day engaged at the Uber level, like you are, because that's your business model, that's your lifestyle, that's what you do, that's how you earn a living.
Right.
Or you may even be that person, I kind of know about it, but I don't want to get involved in that. And you know what? Every level's okay. Every level's okay. And here's the one thing that I've always known and I've understood, and I want to be able to dial in here, is social media is great, but you have to respect the environment
right
that you're in. And it's a tool. And the tool is only as good as you choose to use it. So what are some of those ways when you start looking at helping people to think about the bigger picture or begin their strategy that our listeners can say, hey, man, I'm doing this, or I'm an entrepreneur because they're listening into the show today. I have a small business because they're listening into the show today, or I'm growing a business. Where do I even get started? What do I need to do? What's the presence? Where should I be? You know, where do you start someone out on that path and in that journey?
The first thing that I do is I tell them, as I get a little feel for them, and I try to figure out where I think they would make the best impact. And so then we do a little research and we try to figure out where their target audience is. Because if their target audience isn't on Facebook, there's no sense in them wasting their time on Facebook.
Yeah, location, location, location.
Yeah.
Not only does it matter in the geographical sense of where your office is open and located for business,
right?
Location, location in the right social media networks matters as well.
Yeah. And so, you know, if you don't have a lot of graphics and if you're not taking a lot of images, Instagram's not going to do you any good.
Right.
And so there's no sense in learning Instagram if the visuals aren't there.
So let's talk a minute about Instagram, because there may be some listeners that are out there that don't even know what Instagram is. So let's talk about, I know enough to be dangerous. Let's talk about that genre. You know, you have Instagram. What are some of the other ones that our listeners can understand of, okay, so we're talking about location. What type of a location is Instagram or others like that? And what are some of those other resources?
Instagram is very visual, and so it has to be pictures and images, whether you've created them or taken them. So photographers, videographers, people who really enjoy the visual side of Instagram. Now, I have a friend who's blind, and so Instagram is not going to do him any good.
Right.
Because even though he can see the words, he can't see the pictures.
Correct.
So, you know, he's more on Facebook, and so if you have a younger genre of people who you're trying to market to, Instagram's perfect for you. Maybe Twitter and Facebook a little less, but Instagram is probably going to be your best target.
So if you say a younger target, give me an age range.
You can get on Instagram as young as
isn't 13 the net
nine.
Age? 9 you can?
Instagram is like 9.
Okay.
And then as high as probably in the early 30s.
Okay. So good range, good diversity of that range. And see, and that's the key, folks. If you're not out there, or even if you are active, it's so easy for anyone to create an account. The question, and we're going to keep digging in deeper here because we're about to go to break. The question is, how do you use that effectively? Because the one thing that we have of limited resource is time. So are there other Instagram-type environments out there? Other than, you know, Instagram obviously is probably, and for me, one of the most recognizable. But right. Are there others? You know, Pinterest, is
Pinterest.
It? Pinterest. Okay. What else?
Other visuals you could do. Facebook could be very visual if you set it up that way with the photo albums and whatnot. You could also do Twitter if your Twitter account is set up correctly. It could be visual.
So kind of like at Ron Unleashed, where I put out a tweet today that, hey, going live.
Yeah.
And what's your Twitter handle?
Rebecca Thompson.
At Rebecca Thompson. That's R-E-B-E, two C's and an A, and then T-H-O-M-P-S-O-N, right? Mm-hmm. So,
right.
Hey, follow along. You can also learn more about Rebecca. You can learn more about her company and business, CLR Virtual Connection, at clrvirtualconnection.com. You hear the music, that means it's time for us to run to a break. We're going to talk more about these social media environments, how to best practices and tips that you need to know to unleash your career and business.
Hi, folks. Alan Thick here. You know, some things in life are just too serious to take chances on, and owing money to the IRS is definitely one of those. The IRS has the power to garnish your paycheck. They can levy your bank account, even take your home or business. Seriously. Thankfully, with one simple call, you can start solving your tax debt once and for all. Optima Tax Relief is the leading tax resolution firm in the nation. They have over 250 professionals. They have an A rating with the Better Business Bureau and the trust of thousands of satisfied clients. Optima's attorneys can immediately protect you from aggressive collections because they are experts in the Fresh Start Initiative. That's a special IRS debt forgiveness program that could save you thousands. Don't wait till it's too late. Get serious. Call Optima now for your free consultation.
Call 800-711-5743. 800-711-5743. 800-711-5743. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
This is Business 1110.
Yeah, I love me a little Eminem. I sometimes have to sit here and let that music grow. Nod my head, stop my foot. Uh-huh, yeah. Seize everything you want. That's why you're listening here to the Unleashed Radio Hour. You have that opportunity. You want to seize everything you want to help you unleash your career and your business. I'm your host, Ron Klinger. Again, you're dialed into the Unleashed Radio Hour. We are here today visiting with Rebecca Thompson. She is a social media strategist, one of Houston's top 25 social media power influencers for 2013 and 14. Hoping to add a 2015 to that list this year.
Hopefully.
Yeah, we'll talk a little bit about that here in a little bit. You know, that's to get you to hang on a dangler out there, folks, so you come back later, right? So you listen. We'll talk about some things that are happening here in Houston down the road. But when we went to break, you know, we're talking about the social media presence. We're talking about when you're looking at your career and your business, and we're really focusing more on the business side of things right now. How to have that presence. You know, we talked about the visual. So much of what's going on today. I mean, good googly goo. Who'd have thought, as I hold up my phone here in the studio, that we'd have access to everything that we do at the palm of our hands. And so when you start talking about that relationship stewarding and building those relationships with your social media networks, having multiple, accounts or having a presence on multiple different levels makes a big difference. And we talked about the visual side of the photo, but boy, howdy, video is extremely popular as well. So what are some of those things and what are some of those sites that people need to think about as far as that video side of the equation?
Video is very popular, and so, you know, there's YouTube where you can actually upload and schedule videos, so you could do them all at one time and then schedule them to go out at different times. There's Vimeo.
Schedule? So wait a minute, if I have limited time and energy and resources, and I know, you know what, I want to get these three things out this month, and I want to do one a week, I can actually produce those videos, put those together, put one to go out on this, and schedule the dates that they release?
Yes. Yeah.
So people may not know that.
Yeah, it's very cool. And so, you know, you can do that with YouTube, but you can't do that with Vimeo. And so with Vimeo, you pretty much just upload it, and then you have to share all the links.
Right.
So one of the things, too, that's become very popular this year is uploading native videos to Facebook.
Ah, yes.
Because you get a lot more traction when you upload them directly to Facebook rather than sharing them from YouTube or whatever.
Yeah, because you have the ability to just click on that share versus having to work it any other way. And
right.
Oh my goodness, for good, bad, or worse. And I say that because I want to cross, now that we're talking about video, just real quick, and the photo and the visual side of things. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, if you're out there listening, you should be scared out of your underpants, okay? And the reason I say that is, guess what? Everything that you do today can literally be captured and broadcast for the entire world to see. We've seen great stories of this happening. We've seen, you know, that we've been able to experience, like we were in the gymnasium when a mother or a father who was returned from service in one of the wars and surprises their family or their son or their daughter, and I've had those emotional, oh my God, it's the Kleenex, get my tissue out. But then you have the other side of that equation where some of the atrocities of our own behavior are captured and broadcast for the world to see.
Yeah. Even if you delete it, nothing really ever goes away.
Yeah, because people can copy, download, keep, do whatever. I mean, there's ways to get around that workaround.
Yep.
If you, I mean, just ask people who are trying to scrub their identity online.
Yeah.
Because they, oops, I made a bad mistake and I posted something maybe that I should not have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, even with Snapchat, it's there for an hour. And then as soon as the person looks at it, it goes away. Well, if they screenshot it, it doesn't matter if it goes away because it's still there.
Yeah. Yeah, so all I got to do is push two buttons here on my phone and I capture that image or screenshot. Or, hey, you can snip things nowadays so quick and so easy using the tools and the technology that are available to us.
Yeah.
So a couple things here that I want to dial in, and I think you'll be in agreement with this. Folks, it's very important whether you are a business social media strategist for a company or a business internal in that business. Just ask the gentleman for the Houston Rockets. We talked about that earlier.
Yeah.
You know, that put up the emoticons of, and I don't even know if I pronounced that right because I don't know the emojis, right, of the horse and the gun, and it'll be over soon.
Yeah.
The guy lost his job.
Yeah, that same day.
Same day. It was like no questions asked because how many followers were there on that Twitter account?
Yeah.
You know, and the Dallas Mavericks came up in an uproar like, oh, my God, how are you going to let this happen? So here's a guy that built an amazing presence and followership, who was creative beyond compare, who's a professional in his industry. One bad decision negatively impacted him. But just think about your actions when there are cameras and videos around.
Yeah, you know, one thing that I tell people, especially, you know, the younger people, is that anything you don't want your grandmother to see, you probably shouldn't post it.
Or you may not want to do it because someone else could be videoing you and could post it. Can I get an amen?
Amen!
See, I can always count on Andy for a good amen here in studio. And I think that's important to understand for parents that are out there, is it's really important that you have these conversations with your teenagers or your tweens. You know, I'm old school. You know, my oldest didn't get a cell phone until we absolutely positively made logical sense that was the case.
Yeah.
Because it matters. Hey, guess what? We're going to come back and talk more about social media so you're not living on a prayer.
What puts you at risk for identity theft? Do you bank online or go to the doctor? Banks and health insurers can be susceptible to breaches of your private information. Ever give out your social security number or date of birth? Hackers can use it to get loans or drain accounts. That's why you need LifeLock Ultimate Plus Identity Theft Protection. LifeLock Ultimate Plus helps protect your social security number, bank and retirement accounts, even the equity in your home. Obviously, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor transactions at every business. But you only have one identity. Protect it with the best. Join LifeLock right now, and you'll get a special 15% discount. Just call or visit LifeLock.com and use promo code 15 today. That's 15 today to take advantage of an incredible 15% discount. Act now. This offer ends June 30th. Call 800-838-6010. 800-838-6010. 800-838-6010.
This is Business 1110.
You know, I'm disappointed in you listeners. I can't pull the guy that's on before us. I can't do that very well. Hey, you're listening to the Unleashed Radio Hour. It's Ron Klinger. Hey, real quick. I am kind of disappointed. I'm feeling, I'm taking a little personal. I wonder, can we increase? I'm going to shoot for the number 7. Actually, it would be great to go for 12. 12 would give us an even number of likes out on the Unleashed Radio Hour fan page. Go out to Unleashed Radio Hour on Facebook. And the reason this is important to me is someone else is doing something in my personal circle, and he thought it was cool that he had more likes than I did, and I didn't like that. Irony of all ironies. Hey, so go out. I want to see the barometer, because guess what? I get instant feedback here in studio. Let me know that you're listening in. We're out on Facebook. You can also follow along with me on Twitter, at Ron Unleashed. We've got our guest, Rebecca Thompson, from CLR Virtual Connection, social media strategist here. We're talking social media in your career and business. And, you know, we talked about the visual and the pictures. We've talked about video and how good that can be and some of the cost to that. Let's talk a little bit now as we segue. Let's talk about what are some of those pitfalls, you know, if you're for your career or your business when using social media, what should you not do, or what are the things you want to avoid in doing?
You really want to avoid anything negative. You don't want anything negative showing up on your personal or your business account. Because when people follow you, they're following you for a reason, and you really want it to stay positive and upbeat. You want to give out helpful information, but not something that's going to negatively impact somebody else.
Gotcha. So I really refrain from getting into all of the social dynamics that are out there on Facebook. I can't do it. I did it once and I learned my lesson, and like, I'm not attacking you. I'm just offering a different perspective. And holy cow, the avalanche of criticism that flowed my way. I said, okay, not gonna do that again.
Yeah, political stuff, religion, things that people hold really tight to their heart and their soul are things that you really want to stay away from.
Well, and a part of that is, unless there's certain areas where that
right.
is your business, literally,
right.
is part of the thing with the social media that we have to be mindful of, folks, is it's text. You can't infer emotion, which is where the emojis come in, right?
Right.
And so it's very easy for a pure statement, comment, or something to come out there that others will make and can very easily take out of context.
Yeah. You know, because you can't see the facial expressions and, you know, it's one-sided. So you can't really, you know, tell what's going on with somebody else. So yeah. Definitely.
Yeah. And so that's important. What are some other pitfalls that folks should avoid when using social media?
Attacking other people, whether it's jokingly or, you know, a slip of the tongue.
Yeah. Yeah. Or you're trying to be funny and you don't have malintent. But then again, that's where the intent gets completely lost in this virtual environment, because you're not present with the person.
Right.
All right. And any other faux pas? I've seen the selfies that you need to look at before you post them, because there may be something in the background that shouldn't be.
Yeah. You know, walking in the middle of a conversation is probably not the best to start self-promoting whatever.
Yeah. 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 I can't tell you how many times I'm following something, and I'm a sports guy. All right. I'm a sports guy, and I'll be reading this thread of comments on something and trying to learn about, oh, hey, we're celebrating this. And then all of a sudden something comes in. Are you looking to make more money? No, that's wrong.
Yeah. Kind of like DiGiorno when they put up the hashtag why she stayed.
Uh-huh.
You know, why she stayed is about domestic violence and, you know, that type of stuff. And so they posted why she stayed. Well, it was to order DiGiorno pizza.
Yeah.
And so you really need to watch the hashtags that you're using and research them before you use them.
Yeah. And hashtags, boy, that's a whole nother conversation.
Yeah.
Because now they're really showing up more readily on Facebook. People are using them more on Facebook. We know that that Twitter made hashtags popular. And I love the because I'm a Justin Timberlake fan, which everybody that listens knows, you know, the whole Jimmy Fallon and hashtag LOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLO businesses. And we'll keep dancing to the music on the Unleashed Radio Hour here on Business 1110 KTEK.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help, and your insurance may offer coverage.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-745-0363, 800-745-0363. 0363.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-745-0363, 800-745-0363.
This is Business 1110.
Ah, I love the fact that it comes back and I can connect the bump feeds and music to the show. If you're in love with that photograph, put it out on Facebook, but make sure you know what's going on. Yeah, we're talking about, or put it on Twitter or Instagram or Pinterest or other social media resources that exist in the ether. You're listening to the Unleashed Radio Hour. I'm your host, Ron Klinger. Excited to have you joining along for the journey today. I've got with us Rebecca Thompson. She is a social media consultant and strategist. She is one of Houston's, you know, we're a major market here in H-Town, right? She is one of Houston's top 25 social media power influencers in 2013 and 2014. We'll talk about what that means in an event that's coming up here before we get out of this break. But when we went this segment, when we went in on to break, we were talking about, okay, here I am. I'm gonna put a profile out there, and I think this fits the profile of our listeners. I'm a small business owner. I think that social media matters in my world. But I don't even know where to start. What are some best practices? You know, we talked about researching hashtags before you use them. You know, let's talk about some of that. If I've got a limited time, because time is or limited resource in my time, how do I maximize how I choose and what should I choose to do on social media for my business?
Well, one of the ways that you want to start out is you want to figure out who your target audience is and what they want. So you want to get in their mind and figure out why they need you, because you need them more than they need you. So you need to figure out why they should come to you rather than somebody else. So once you have all that figured out, then you start planning your updates. I do my updates weekly. I plan them monthly, but I schedule them weekly. And so you want to use a scheduling tool that's going to help you maximize your time on social media. Hootsuite is good. Buffer is good. There's a one called Sprout Social that's a little bit more pricey, but it does a lot more good stuff than Hootsuite. And there's also, you know, other things that you can do. You can use a third-party app like If This Then That and schedule from Facebook to Instagram. Mm-hmm. Or, you know,
so cross-pollinate. So right. So you're going to maximize your time, kind of like I did today, ladies and gentlemen. If you go out to @RunUnleashed, when I posted that, I link my Twitter account to Motivational Transitions, my business account, so that it's present in two places all at the same time with
right.
One click.
Now, you want to make sure that whenever you're scheduling from different platforms that you're using something that's going to maximize both platforms. Because if you're doing images, the images on Twitter are shorter and longer than they are on Instagram or Facebook. And so you need to make sure that you're capturing what you want to capture.
That doesn't get cut.
Right.
Distorted. Make sure it's looking good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And
sure
so,
right.
You know, you want to look at your statistics the first week going out to make sure that you're getting what you want. And if you're not getting what you want.
Wait a minute. Stats? I can track this stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, see, yeah. Some people may not even know that.
Yeah. You can use stuff within Google Analytics. You can use things in such third-party applications. Buffer app has a really good analytics in it.
I think there's one that's called SumAll.
SumAll. SumAll is really good.
SumAll is really good because it actually sends you, and I know this because I did it on a whim, and it lets me know each week. It gives me my stats of how many more likes or how many more followers or what's my impact. Mm-hmm. You know, and ladies and gentlemen, if you're out there listening, let me impress upon you that you need to figure out what works for you.
Right.
And that's the key. And I think that's what we're talking about here. But I will tell you, it's very, how do I want to put this, affirming or it's encouraging when you put a post or something that does connect to your audience. And then you get some of these stats that you think, oh, man, you know, only 200 people saw that. Well, what you don't realize, that 200 people saw it, but your reach is like 6 to 10,000.
Yeah.
Because it's that, and that's where social media goes viral.
Yeah.
Because it's not just those 200, it's those 200 and their friends and followers.
Yeah, and you know, definitely one of the other things that I tell my clients is that you want to look at your competitors or, you know, your colleagues or whatever to see what's working well for them and then try to implement it in your own voice and in your own style.
Tell your story, but learn and don't reinvent the wheel.
Right.
Okay.
You know, why reinvent the wheel when it's already there?
Because it just keeps rolling. Sorry, couldn't resist that one.
And so, you know, check it on a weekly basis getting started. Once you've got a good rhythm, then it'll be easier for you to get your stuff scheduled. It'll be easier for you to create, you know, your updates. And then once you've got a system going, then you can really start engaging with your people, because that's what's going to drive your engagement, is you engaging with them.
So
ask them what they want.
Yeah, and exactly. So how does one go about doing that? How does one better engage their audience using their social media accounts?
Just talking to them is a really good way to, you know, get that engagement going.
By giving shout-outs at the top of the hour, if you let us know you're listening to the Unleashed Radio Hour?
Yeah, that and, you know, holding office hours. You know, you don't have to be a college professor to hold office hours.
Shocking.
So, you know, tell people that you're going to be live on your Facebook or your Twitter account from this time to this time, and be there, be in the present with them, and answer questions right off the cuff.
Hey, how can I help you? What do you need today? Hey, and here's my hour of connect me to you via social media.
Join groups. Groups are a good way to find out what people are asking, and then you can just answer them in the group. The more questions that you answer, the more people that see you jumping in being helpful, which is a main thing with social media, the more that they're going to build that know, like, trust factor with you.
Ah, tell me about that. What's that
like? The know, like, trust factor. People have to get to know you before they get to like you, and they have to like you before they start to trust you.
Gotcha.
Once they've trusted you, then they will start buying from you.
Right. So you can build that presence if you take the appropriate approach to how to manage and use your social media accounts.
Right.
Now, does it matter how I pick those accounts?
No.
The branding?
No. And it, you know, it just depends on what your audience is and where they're at as to what your stuff is going to look like.
Gotcha. So, you know, again, ladies and gentlemen, if you're just dialing in, you're listening in, what we're working here today to do is to give you information, tools, and resources that are going to enable and help you to unleash your social media presence for your career and your business. And right now, we're really primarily talking about, you know, how do we do that in our business? There's limited time, there's resources, there are tools that we've established that can help you do that. Now, let's talk a little bit about, you know, we went there, but hashtags. Why in Sam's Hill do hashtags even matter?
Because it's easy to search hashtags.
Okay.
And so whenever
like
you...
Kind of like indexing, right?
Yeah. So whenever you post something for business owners or entrepreneurs or management or whatever, if you hashtag that, which is the pound sign with the words with no spaces, so like the pound sign with business owners all together.
Or hashtag Unleashed 2015.
Right.
Yeah.
Then it's going to put you in a category, so when somebody's looking at that hashtag and they click on it, it's going to show all the tweets or all the updates for that hashtag, and you're going to be thrown into that mix.
Yeah, and so people will be able to find you by likeness.
Right.
So it's how do I group in and not to be confused with Groupon.
Definitely.
How do I group in here's a little thing, and I'm interested because I think it's kind of a pet peeve is, again, be mindful of the hashtag that you use. Hopefully it stands out to you, but don't be a bandwagon hashtagger. Does that make sense?
Yeah. You know, on Twitter, you can use two or three hashtags, and that's good. On Instagram, you're supposed to use, you know, 30 up to.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, you don't want to put them all in the same update. You would kind of want to spread them out into the comments.
Right.
But with Twitter, you really only need to be using two or three hashtags because you don't want your whole 120 updates to be hashtags.
Yeah, yeah, and that's not going to get you good. And again, that's not an effective or smart use of the tool. So
right.
It goes back to what is my purpose? How do I choose to use the social media tools that are out there?
And know it's appropriate on those tools.
Yes, and then knowing exactly. So speaking of knowing, retweets, tweets, forwards, tell me about that. Why would someone want to do that? Mentions.
Shares and mentions and retweets and, you know, all that stuff and hearting on Instagram is a way to show somebody that you agree with them. It allows you to join into the conversation that they're having, and it allows you to follow like-minded people. And so anybody who shares or likes or favorites or whatever your stuff, you really should engage with them, whether it's thanking them, whether it's, you know, replying to their comment or their share or whatever. So definitely.
Right. So again, it's about building that online relationship and presence so that they get to, what was your word? They get to
know, like, and trust.
Know, like, and trust you. And hey, if you continue, you see patterns. Right. You see patterns of behavior by, you know, people that you oh, my gosh, I can't tell you how many people I stopped following because I couldn't stand their behavior. So don't be that guy or gal. Right.
Right.
You know, be that one that people want to stay and follow. And I really hope you want to follow the Unleashed Radio Hour. Go out to UnleashedRadioHour.com. You can follow along with me at Ron Unleashed on Twitter. Your Twitter handle again is?
At Rebecca Thompson.
And Facebook presence, or do you have another presence?
I do have Facebook. You can follow me on Facebook at CLR Virtual Connection.
Okay.
And then on Instagram, I'm REBLT10.
I got you. Okay. All right. So you've got something, you know, we talk about this being a social media influencer here in the Houston area. Let's talk a little bit about how you've taken that to another level, and you've got a big event that's coming up, don't you?
I do.
Tell us about that.
We have the inaugural Houston Social Media Conference.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is the first ever here in Houston.
So what we've done is every year Mashable is a huge figure in social media. So they've started a social media day, which is June 30th. And so one thing that I decided to do was to throw together a social media conference of other power influencers here in Houston. We have 9 speakers lined up. They're all tops in their fields. And it's going to be an all-day event benefiting the Houston Food Bank. So you can find more about it at HoustonSMDay.com.
Now, what is it again? Houston?
SMDay.com.
For Social Media Day.
Correct.
And you've got support from many levels for this, don't you?
I do.
Yeah? Where's some of that support come from so that people can understand that? Here's my point, ladies and gentlemen. If you're out there listening, it's kind of like, oh, well, you know, that cell phone thing, you know, that'll be a trend. It'll go away. Not.
Yeah.
No. And social media is not going to go away.
Right. And so the Houston Food Bank is one of our sponsors. Kroger is official food sponsor. Kind Bars is a sponsor. We have a couple of mortgage gurus who are helping sponsor it as well. So, yeah.
So you've got sponsorships, people helping out. And did you tell me before the show that you actually have, like, a proclamation as well?
We do. We have the official Social Media Day proclamation from Mayor Parker's office.
So it's got backing. It's significant. It's important. And that's the key, ladies and gentlemen, is to understand the significance and the importance of social media in your business, but also in your career. And I bring that career again because all you got to do is go out and look at, you know, I mean, people lose jobs over this. You know, we talked about the guy that was a social in his field, but even if you're not an expert in the field, you know, people that are losing jobs over comments that they're making, posts that they're doing. I saw a funny one of someone that did a selfie. Remember, got to make sure you know who's in your network.
Yep.
You forgot that I friended my boss and say, too sick to go to work, but having a great day. Click with someone having a nice adult beverage in their hand.
Yep.
Yeah, see you later. Not going to have a job much more. Yeah. Hey, you hear the music. That means it's time for us to see you in just a minute. We're going to go to break, pay some bills. You're listening to the Unleashed Radio Hour here on Business 1110 KTEK. Attention managers, business owners, and human resources professionals. Do you struggle with positively engaging and developing your team? Hi, this is Ron Klinger, host of the Unleashed Radio Hour. For over a decade, I have been coaching and helping leaders just like you. From management and leadership training to individual coaching and support, I can help you address the everyday challenges you face in your business or organization. If you're looking for a partner to your success, call the man who can help you with your plan. You can reach me online at motivationaltransitions.com or by phone at 832-746-9760.
The earthquake in Nepal destroyed entire cities and villages and killed thousands. Now the orphans, the injured, and the sick, they're still suffering. Disease is spreading. People are dying. let me tell you how you can save lives. Call the well-known medical charity Project Hope at toll-free 1-844-454-HOPE and pledge your gift to rush emergency medical supplies to the destruction zone. Tons of donated medical supplies are ready to go. We just need the funding to ship it. Every dollar saves one life. Nepal needs thousands. Call now to ship much-needed supplies to Nepal and start saving lives immediately. Call now with your gift of $50, $100, or more. Any amount you give will make a huge difference. Call toll-free 1-844-454-HOPE. That's 1-844-454-4673. Or give online at projecthopeairlift.com.
This is Business 1110.
Oh, I'm so ready for football season. Turn down for what? Yeah, if that doesn't get you moving and shaking and baking, I don't know what does. Hopefully it's the Unleashed Radio Hour because you're dialed in listening here on Business 1110 KTEK, home of Bloomberg Business Radio here in Houston. We've been spending the day today with Rebecca Thompson with CLR. Virtual connection. I almost chopped it up there. I was still on the music, man. I was dancing in my head. I was getting down. I was shaking and begging and boogalooing. Hey, but we've been talking about how to effectively use social media. How do we engage? How do we participate? You know, every time I hear that song, it makes me think football. It makes me think about J.J. Watt. He does a great job as a celebrity to positively engage and share what he's doing.
All right.
And so, I mean, there's good people out there that you can really follow and see. And the brother's smart because he does it the right way. Right, he does it the good way. He does it a positive way,
and he does it an honest way.
Exactly, and that's what gets us to like, to know, like, and trust. See, I'm learning. All right, so Rebecca, if you had to give some you know, encapsulate in this short segment we have here before we go to break and then close, you know, what is it that you really what's the biggest message that people need to hear and understand about engaging and using social media, either in their career or in their business? What comes to mind for you?
With social media, it's best to communicate as if you're talking to them in person. You know, you wouldn't walk up to somebody and just hand somebody your business card and say, here, you know.
Call me sometime.
You know, you want to engage
a little creepy
them.
If you did that, right?
Yeah. You know, you want to make sure that you're going to fit well together because not everybody works well together. And so one of the things that I tell people is I don't just hand out business cards. I don't hardly ever carry my business cards with me. You know, I want to get to know you first to make sure that we're going to fit. And then if we mesh well together, then we can talk about doing business together.
Yeah. And I think that's a critical key, folks. When you're out there on social media, you know, you're going to gravitate towards those brands, towards those individuals, towards those companies, the business that means something to you. So if I can dial back into what you said earlier, know your target audience so that you can give them something of meaning to them.
Right. It's like a cocktail party.
Yep.
You know, you don't just want to barge in on two people who are having a conversation and say, here, this is me and this is what I do. You want to join in the conversation. You want to add value. That's probably the best thing that you can do is learn who they are, get them to like you, get them to trust you, add value, value, value. It's like Gary Vaynerchuk. He has a book. It's called Jab, Jab, Knock.
Jab, jab, knock.
Yeah, it's where you give, and then you sell.
Ah, gotcha.
You give, and then you sell.
All right. Well, guess what? Hey, we aren't really selling anything to you here on the Unleashed Radio Hour, but we are here to serve. And we'll talk a little bit about how that fits into the show. Because, hey, this is a part of social, and that maybe and it's a type of media. So is radio social media? Ha-ha! There's a powerful thought. Hey, you're listening to the Unleashed Radio Hour. We'll be right back after these messages.
Tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom49.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom49.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 49.com. Go to freedom49.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom49.com.
This is Business 1110.
All right, we're rocking, we're rolling. We have one final opportunity to share a message here. Rebecca, we've been talking about social media. You're with CLR Virtual Connection. Did I get it right? CLR Virtual Connection. I did it really fast that time. All right, you can go out to clrvirtualconnection.com to connect with you and learn more. Real quick, just a last parting thought. When we start talking about social media, I think if I were to encapsulate, it's know your audience, have a plan, and build the relationships.
Yep.
Good formula?
Good formula.
Good formula. So that takes us to, and if you're a regular listener here on the Unleashed Radio Hour, you know, that takes us to when we start talking about, you know, I always have a quote of the week here, and we agreed on one here in the studio. And this is from Eric Qualman. Did I pronounce that correctly? Because you've met him. All right, so Eric Qualman says, "We don't have a choice on whether we do social media. The question is, how well do we do it?" And that's what we're talking about today. It's if you're a business owner out there, you really don't have a choice. If you're a part of a business and you want to connect and grow your brand, you need to have a presence on social media. So it's how well you do it and not if you do it. It's how well. And that's the message. And I want to thank you for being a part. Give them information again real quick about your event that's coming up on the 30th.
It's June 30th, and the website is HoustonSMDay.com.
And that's HoustonSM for Social Media Day.com. So, Rebecca, thank you. I got a loyal listener. See, here's the thing. I'm trying to connect, grow, and trust. Christopher out there who listens all the time, Chris Moss, thank you so much for always sharing and being a part here at the Unleashed Radio Hour. He wanted me to share an event that's coming up that is also targeted to our audience. It's a startup entrepreneur tour. It's a startup entrepreneur tour. You can go out on social media. Watch how I'm going to make this happen. And do hashtag #WhyStartUp. Hashtag, all one word, #WhyStartUp. All right. And you can also text #WhyStartUp to 313-131. I'll give that again. 313-131. Text #WhyStartUp to get more information. But they've got an event that's coming up. It's actually this evening. You can still connect and make sure you can still attend. It's free to attend. It's a free event. They just need to know. And it's a summer tour for Patrick Bet-David, CEO of People Helping People Agency. And they're going to go on a 30-day startup entrepreneur tour. And this is actually, here's a nice thing. It's also to help and benefit the community coming together for a food drive for the Houston Food Bank.
Awesome.
See, and that's what this show is all about. It's about connecting. It's about sharing. It's about engaging and empowering and giving resources and information here through the Unleashed Radio Hour that can help you unleash your career and business. And so thank you, Christopher Moss. Make sure you put Chris Moss in that if you're going to go out. You can go out hang on a second. I had it here. Where did it go? Oh, my goodness. I had all the information here. Go out and go out to Eventbrite and enter on eventbrite.com. Enter Startup Entrepreneur Tour. Again, Startup Entrepreneur Tour. That's where you can get all the information on the event. It is this evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to do what I can, but my kids are keeping me at bay, so I've got some activities with the kids tonight. Hey, but get out there and make sure you put in a guest of Chris Moss. That's here in the Houston area. All the information on Eventbrite. And just like that, ladies and gentlemen, did I not tell you it was going to go fast?
It did go fast.
It goes very fast. Hey, but here's, if you missed it, or if you only caught part of it, or if you want to listen to it again, you say, hey, I heard something good, but I didn't quite get a chance. Well, guess what? This show is being recorded. We will produce it as a podcast. Go out to unleashedradiohour.com. They're also listed on Unleashed Radio Hour on iTunes. So if you're an iGuy or an iGal, you can find that on your iDevice. But again, it's always a pleasure. It always is a privilege. It is my honor to be hosting the Unleashed Radio Hour for you, our listeners. We thank you for listening in. And as you go forward, hey, if you heard anything of value, heard anything of worth, go to unleashedradiohour.com, go to Unleashed Radio Hour on Facebook, share with others so that you can unleash the good in your community and beyond. We'll see you next week. See ya!